Just now, I was praying about the state of things and just trying to ask the Lord how to pray during this time. The date is January the 31st of 2021, and as you know, unless you've had your head in the sand, there's a lot of turmoil in this country. And as I was praying for God's children to be able to stand up and boldly declare His word and to declare it with power and authority, and to declare His word with such passion that the frequency from the sound would absolutely transform the atmosphere. And as I was doing that, as I was praying that prayer with words in my spirit, I began to see a vision of a person, of a man, woman, it doesn't matter, the eyes of God were all the same. But as I began to see this person, they were just battle-worn and weary, but they wouldn't quit fighting, and they would hold up the sword and declare and decree the word of God that no weapon formed against this country could prosper, and just releasing the blessings of the Lord upon this nation, upon this world. And they were turned and they were facing the enemy. They were battling. They were fiercely intent on the battle that was facing them. And I felt them being pulled by the Lord to turn and face Him, to seek His face, not just His word, but His face. And as soon as they did, the enemy was coming after them with such ferocity, like, you know, the scripture says, like a roaring lion. And he opened his mouth. Oh, it was huge. And he opened his mouth and he began to roar with such fierceness that it was like a gale force wind blew out of his mouth, this breath on the back of this warrior. And he was standing there. They were standing there facing God, sword held high. And the breath of the enemy did nothing but push them closer and closer to the face of God. They were no longer worried about the enemy or what he could do to them. They were so focused, so intent on the Father, the love of the Father, the love they had for Him and the love that He had for them. And I was reminded of a time when we were faced with a situation. A woman was in our home at one of our services, church services, Bible studies, and she began to manifest. And as she manifested, we would, you know, command the enemy to leave, and, you know, just calling out every demonic thing that we could think of that the Holy Spirit would show us. And as soon as we would get through and she would get relief, it was another personality would manifest. And we went through this for like 5 hours until the woman was depleted. She was laying on my couch in a fetal position, sucking her thumb, whimpering. We, at this point, were exhausted. I have just never been exhausted like that. I mean, when you get spiritually exhausted, it is just crazy. And, you know, we were operating under the anointing, and the anointing energizes. But when you face that much evil, it is exhausting. And so we were just asking the Lord is like, you know, in my flesh, I'm like, Lord, you can't leave her like this. I can't call the paramedics to come in and get her. How would I ever explain this to them? And I said, what can we do that's going to make a difference? What can I do? And the Lord spoke to my heart and he said, go kneel down beside the couch and place your hand on her stomach and just love on her. Just love. Just let me love her through you. I did. And within about, maybe 2 minutes, she began to stretch. I mean, the woman was incoherent. She couldn't speak, she couldn't talk, she couldn't move. She was just stuck. Within a few minutes of just loving on her, the Lord began to minister to her heart and to restore and to refresh and to heal things that, you know, unimaginable things had happened to this poor woman. As we progressed and began to hear her story afterwards. But when it was all over and she was in her right mind again, I asked her, I said, what was it that made a difference? What was it that finally made a difference? And she said, love. I said, I get it. The whole time we had been fighting the enemy, he had been trying to wear us down and pretty much did. It was back in my younger days of trying to learn how to, you know, cast out devils and try to help people and minister to them in that area. So my encouragement is, look, we can get battle worn. It's going to happen. But if we are seeking the face of God, if we keep our focus where it's supposed to be, which is on him, and we allow him to love us completely and thoroughly, and we make up our mind that the greatest commandment, he said, was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. What's going to happen when we do that? We're going to love those around us. We're going to love ourselves. We're going to love him. But most importantly, we're going to love those who we don't think deserve it. We're going to love the unlovable just like God does. Jesus loves them through us. So if you want to make a difference in this world through this time, in this season, right now, then you're going to focus on loving God and loving yourself and loving others. That's going to cause you to walk in peace. That's going to cause you to have joy. No matter what happens in this world, you will be able to walk in joy. You'll be able to walk in peace. And people are going to wonder, how are you doing this? And you can share the love of God with them. You can share with them what your hope is, who your hope is in, regardless of what happens on the face of this earth. We can have assurance to know that God has a plan and that God is working everything, and I do mean everything, out for your good, for the good of those who love him. So go forth, friends, and love in Jesus' name.